This is Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Linking the Arts segment. Today I'm visiting with the conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. Keith Lockhart is on the phone with me. The Boston Pops Orchestra is coming to the King Center March 2nd at 7 p.m. to do the Streisand Songbook. Special guest is singer-songwriter Anne Hampton Callaway, well known for writing songs for Barbara Streisand. How are you today, Keith?
I'm great, Pam. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. We're in sunny Florida today. Where are you?
Nowhere near quite that exciting. We are in Virginia, North Carolina sort of area. We're on the first part of this tour. We've played Newport News, and we'll be playing Winston-Salem, Greenville, South Carolina, Athens, Georgia, and then heading on down to where life is warm.
And then you'll be at the King Center in Melbourne on March the 2nd.
Looking forward to that. We love coming to Melbourne, and I understand this is a big anniversary season for the King Center as well.
This is, and we're very excited about it, and we've been very excited about the quality of shows that we get to go see there. Tell me what you're going to be doing for us on the 2nd.
Well, as you may know, the Pops comes down biannually to Florida. It's a great time for us. We really love leaving Boston in the middle of the winter and heading to warmer climes. And this year, we're bringing with us a concert that's a tribute to one of America's favorite voices, the iconic sound of Barbara Streisand. Some of her greatest songs are being performed by the wonderful American vocalist Anne Hampton Callaway, who really adds her own spin onto these things, she enjoys a personal relationship with Barbara. She has written three songs that Barbara's recorded, so we have Barbara's blessing for this. And the rest of the program is going to be dedicated to some of the great Broadway composers of the 40s, 50s, and 60s who inspired Barbara growing up, and as well, and of course, Barbara inspired them by that incredible vocal presence. We're also doing a tribute to Marvin Hamlisch, who, of course, wrote The Way We Were for Barbara, as well as serving as her music director for many years and sadly passed away this last summer.
Oh, how long have you been the conductor of the Boston Pops?
18 years.
Wow. I grew up listening to them, and I know I followed the changes, but 18 years just has flown by.
Well, it's a big surprise to me that I've been anywhere that long too. But it's a great institution, remains so, and it's great to come down to Florida and reconnect with our audiences.
And we appreciate you coming here. Do you still do the concerts in the park in Boston?
We do, not as many as we used to, but of course the 4th of July is still a huge event that draws 600,000 or 700,000 people down to the Charles River Esplanade, and millions, of course, more along on TV.
Well, thank you so much, Keith, for talking with us. We'll get the word out. Everybody will want to come and see the Boston Pops and see.
I hope so.
And see Anne Hampton Callaway and hear her amazing voice. And it's just I had no idea she had written those songs and how prolific a songwriter she was or is.
I'm looking forward to seeing all our friends down there and get the word out. And we'd love to see everybody come join us.
Thank you so much. This has been Pam Pedersen with WFIT's Linking the Arts. The Boston Pops will be at the King Center in Melbourne to do the Streisand Songbook, March 2nd, 7 p.m. Special guest is singer-songwriter Anne Hampton Callaway, who is well known for writing songs for Barbara Streisand. More information and tickets are available 242-2219 or kingcenter.com. A podcast of this interview is available online at wfit.org.